Welcome to Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer. Here we are at the eclipses, and we're looking at the astrology for April 29th to May 5th. Thank you for tuning in, as always. We're almost halfway through the year, and yes, this is eclipse week, which means this is a time when we can expect fated developments and the universe to take the wheel. April 30th and May 1st, depending on where you are in the world, marks the Taurus solar eclipse and new moon. So wherever you have Taurus in your chart, this is a new cycle. And at the end of this forecast, I will do a quick run through of the 12 signs so you know where this energy is playing out in your life. So do listen to your sign and your rising sign and apply everything that I'm saying in the forecast to yourself accordingly. But there are major aspects developing, seeding the energy of this eclipse, seeding the energy over the next 2 weeks and 6 months, really, bringing unexpected developments, valuable fortuitous discoveries, a powerful resurrection, a sense of real expansion and growth, materially as well as emotionally, in our sense of emotional and material well-being and security. This is also very romantic and sensual and creative and fertile energy. Relationships are deepening. There are lucrative opportunities arising and huge discoveries to be made and major breakthroughs. And I'm going to get into the eclipse in depth in a minute. What's needed for us now is to be able to surrender and have faith in what's unfolding. This week, on the 29th, Pluto stations retrograde and Mercury changes signs to enter Gemini. And then on the 30th, late in New York, we have the Taurus new moon and eclipse, and immediately, just hours later, we have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which is big and hopeful, and Venus and Jupiter are at Venus's exaltation degree, suggesting there's plenty to hope for, no matter where we feel like we've touched rock bottom right now. And then through the rest of the week, Venus on the 1st of May will make a sextile to Pluto. And then Jupiter sextiles Pluto on the 3rd of May. And then finally on the 5th of May, the Sun conjuncts Uranus, following in Mercury's footsteps, because Mercury made a conjunction to Uranus a couple of weeks ago, just after the Libra full moon. So there's a lot to unpack here, and there's a lot going on. So just stick with me, and I'm going to try and get into this as deeply as I can. So I'm going to get into the aspects day by day, of course, but just to get an overview and a sense of where we're at right now. As I've spoken about in my last forecast, and many of you may be aware of this, but for those of you that are new to astrology, eclipses are a time when time tends to accelerate, life tends to accelerate, and there will be fated developments that unfold, drawing us to our destiny. And eclipses will set patterns for at least 6 months at a time, if not longer. There are unexpected developments unfolding now, shaking the foundations of our reality as we know it, pushing our boundaries, asking us to step out of our comfort zone, and to surrender to a greater process of change that's underway. We are 6 months past the last set of eclipses, which took place in November, and the eclipses were at the time moving from the Gemini-Sagittarius axis to the Taurus-Scorpio axis. And we had the first full moon in Taurus and lunar eclipse in Taurus in this series of Taurus-Scorpio eclipses on November 19th, 2021. So it would be helpful to look back at what was unfolding around that time, because we're now at the next stage of development in these eclipses and in the next set of eclipses in these series, bringing a continuation of the themes that began to emerge at the time and setting the stage for the next 6 months at least of our lives. So what's needed now is deep awareness, because we are setting the stage for patterns at least for 6 months. And given these are eclipses on the Taurus-Scorpio axis, both of which are fixed signs, what's unfolding now, we can expect to be shifting the landscape of our lives and then putting into place patterns and developments that will shape our lives for years to come, not just months. So it's important that you're moving in awareness of what you're trying to create and consciously stepping out of old patterns. And the skies are certainly offering us a chance to get unstuck, to create something new and to reshape or shape our reality in a way that invites in greater love, prosperity, abundance, and a sense of real well-being and deep fulfillment on a heart and soul level, not just on a material level. Although, certainly, with Taurus and Taurus, this being Taurus season, our finances and our material well-being is certainly highlighted. But ultimately, Taurus asks that we go beyond, Taurus and Scorpio asks that we go beyond the material and let go of our attachments to the material and to dig deeper for our values and what will truly matter at the end of our lives. So with that said, let's get into the aspects, because on the 29th of April, Pluto stations retrograde in Capricorn until October 9th to 2022. Pluto will now retrograde in the sky all the way back to the point that it was on the 6th of January earlier this year, recovering this territory, moving through a process of excavation of the recent past and ancient distant past. Pluto is the planet of transformation. Pluto is the god of the underworld. It deals with our shadow. It deals with the process of metamorphosis. And Pluto will bring darker realities to the surface and darker truths to confront, especially in Capricorn. Pay attention to wherever you have Capricorn in your chart, because Pluto is now at the end of its transit, almost at the end of its transit in Capricorn. Next year, in March, Pluto will be entering Aquarius, and Pluto has been transiting Capricorn now since 2008, since the end of November 2008. So it may help to look back to what was unfolding around the end of November 2008, December 2008, because there was a major shift that took place. Since then, this area of your life, wherever you have Capricorn in your chart, has been undergoing a slow but steady transformation. Pluto speaks of power. And in Capricorn, Capricorn is a sign of authority, of government, of the structures and systems that are supposed to support us. But with Pluto's transit there, we've been learning how these structures and systems no longer work for us, and the abuse of those in power or people in power. But ultimately, astrology really teaches us that we don't see the world as it is. We see it as we are. And no one and nothing can have power over you unless you give that to them. Even the people in positions of power are there because we've given them that power. So recognize that. And as Pluto stations retrograde, this is really a chance to reclaim power in a situation or in an area of your life where you felt powerless. Of course, this will mean confronting darker realities and your own shadow. Capricorn, at its depth, speaks of integrity. It's a Saturn rule sign. And this is a chance to let go of superficial conditioning that's been handed down from generations, perhaps, surrounding authority and what things should be like or what the world should be like or what something is supposed to be like, and recognize that the world isn't what it is. Times are changing. And we are in the process of restructuring and reshaping our world personally as well as collectively, globally. So what's needed now is that we dig deep for our integrity. And Pluto, of course, is an outer planet and it speaks of the collective. But the collective is made of each individual. The whole would not be whole without the sum of its parts. So on a very personal and individual level as well, this is an invitation to go inward now and dig deep for your integrity and to reclaim your power in your life. To ask yourself, what are the rules that you want to live your life by? And then to let go of your attachment to the superficial so there can be a resurrection. Because Pluto, again, represents a process of metamorphosis. But for that, for metamorphosis, something has to die in its original form for something new to be rebirthed. So move through this process consciously, because there are powerful realities that are surfacing and there is a powerful resurrection underway. But first it'll call for an emptying out, because we are also in this extreme waning phase of the moon heading to the Taurus solar eclipse and new moon on the 30th. So the more you can empty out and let go of your attachments to needing approval for your existence, and to dig deep for your own integrity rather than trying to be what the world expects you to be. There you can find something golden, and there can be a chance to really reclaim your power and find your power to transform a situation or reclaim power where you felt powerless. Pluto asks for a total surrender. With Pluto, resistance is futile. So it's a matter of, you know, moving through this energy as consciously as possible and avoid trying to manipulate situations or trying to control situations. And avoid trying to cling to anything that's changing, because Pluto will represent a process of change, and things are changing very deeply right now. But it's about surrendering to a process of change as you move ahead. This is all about our values and our integrity. Hold on to those, let go of everything else, because when we lose those, then everything's lost. So, moving forward, on the same day, Mercury leaves Taurus to enter Gemini, its home sign. And now Mercury is already in shadow phase. So Mercury will transit through Gemini until the 23rd of May, and then it will re-enter Taurus during its retrograde phase, and then re-enter Gemini on the 13th of June once it's direct again. Now Mercury is a planet of the mind, of communication, of information. As it enters Gemini and transits through Gemini over the coming weeks, communication should get a lot easier, and it should be easier for us to move out of our stuck mental beliefs and patterns, to see another side of things. But with that said, it's important now that we're keeping an open mind and keeping channels of communication open, because we are moving through Mercury's shadow phase, and soon Mercury will station retrograde before it stations direct again early June and clears shadow mid-late June. So what's unfolding now is an unfolding story, and we don't have all the information yet, and we're learning important information now, especially as we move into the eclipse, where we felt stuck or like we don't have much of a choice in situations or in matters. As Mercury enters Gemini, we are being presented with choices, and we're seeing we have more options than we first imagined or thought. But that said, this is the dark of the moon, and we're moving to the solar eclipse on the 30th of April at 4:28 p.m. in New York. So as you move to the new moon in eclipse and through this dark moon phase, consciously empty out, let go of emotional baggage, let go of what weighs you down, what's taking up space, prune back, simplify, and weed out what's unnecessary, and let go of clinging to anything. You can't lose what's real, and real love never dies. So, and love is the only thing that really, you know, even outlasts death. Everything material is transient, so there's no point in clinging. It's about now us emptying out so we can renew with the new cycle and plant new seeds and see life with new eyes. This is the Taurus new moon and partial solar eclipse, and it takes place at 10 degrees of Taurus. So if you have planets around 10 degrees of Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius or Leo, you're going to feel this more powerfully and personally. At the time of the eclipse, the sun and moon are in close conjunction with Uranus, and also Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is approaching a conjunction to Jupiter exact only hours after the eclipse. So more on that in a minute. But on the whole, Venus and Jupiter are the two benefics. Let go of expectations. You could be pleasantly surprised with what unfolds. And if you don't seem to like what's unfolding, to start to be patient, because Taurus asks for patience. To be patient and to have more faith. These are benevolent forces at work, and the universe is just trying to guide you to a place of deeper fulfillment and happiness. And is in essence, with this eclipse of the North Node, to your destiny. So it's a time to really let go of the past so you can open your arms and embrace the future and all the gifts that it has for you. The sun and moon are the two lights in the sky. And at the time of the new moon, it's a time to go inward to find insight, because there's no moon in the night sky. And then given this is a solar eclipse, with the sun's disk being white or darkened before it reappears again. And this is a similar process that's underway in our consciousness, where It's like a blackout. Something is being wiped out. But then as the sun's disk reappears, so do we reemerge from this process and can see things in a new light and see situations in a new light. The time of an eclipse, it's best to deepen our spiritual practice and to meditate. It is said that any meditation we do or any spiritual practice, prayer, mantras, japa, that we do during an eclipse is multiplied thousandfold because the vibrations are that strong. This is not an ideal time to be manifesting anything, as people these days tend to want to do, because the eclipse is really wiping things out. So, and the energy around an eclipse is not very stable. That said, eclipses are a time when the universe brings us back on track. So a portal is now opening, the eclipse portal is opening, and it's a time when a lot more is possible in a way. But at the same time, there's also a sense of fate and the relationships in your life right now, the situations that are playing out. These are very fated events and destined events almost. Destiny is calling, but we have to be present to hear this call. An eclipse, if we're not on the right path, will shut doors so that we can bring us back on track. So for example, and this is just an example, although it's something that's happened to me, let's say you're in a job that isn't really right for you, and you know this, but for whatever reason, you're afraid to make that move. An eclipse could come along and get you fired, and then you're forced to make a move. But where one door closes, another opens, and we're entering a brand new cycle. And wherever it is, it feels like you've reached the end of the road or touched rock bottom. There's a blessing here, and there's plenty of life left in a situation that you thought was dead and gone or done and dusted. What's required is our ability to have faith and be creative and use our imagination and use our skills and talents and resources to make the most of the opportunities that are arising and to see the gift in a situation, even if things aren't exactly what you expected them to be. There's something bigger and better here for you, and it's all part of a greater plan. And if you can trust that, then things could turn out even better than we imagined. It's a matter of us shaping our reality consciously with our choices and our actions and our words and our deeds. We're seeing situations in a new light in the coming days. So move slowly, first of all, because Taurus is an earth sign. It's the first earth sign. It speaks of all our tangible resources, physical energy, our physical body, money, creativity, everything that brings us a sense of stability. It's a very sensual sign, and this is very sensual energy. With Venus conjunct Jupiter, this could be very romantic energy even. But this new moon is also in conjunction to Uranus, suggesting that this is asking us to push past our boundaries of what we think is possible and what we thought was possible, and what asking us to step out of our comfort zone. It's also asking us to wake up and let go of fantasies and to start to appreciate reality as it is and as it stands. Then we can truly see the opportunity in it and the beauty in it, rather than expecting reality to match up to our fantasies and then be disappointed. Taurus really is a very self-sufficient sign. It's a sign of the earth. The earth is abundant and fertile, and this is very, very fertile energy. But again, as we enter this new moon cycle, recognize that you are planting seeds now, and you are setting the stage for at least the next 6 months, if not the foreseeable future. In a sense, we're holding the equivalent of magic beans, and this is a chance to really materialize your dreams. But recognize that it takes time to materialize something, and Taurus is a slow moving sign, so you can't expect instant results. It will require your patience, love, care, nurturing to really bring something to life. So pay attention to what you're initiating, the seeds you're planting, and certainly move slowly in the following days, because there's a lot that's changing. you're learning what's truly valuable in a situation, what's precious and what's worth preserving, nurturing, as well as how much life there is left in something. Whether this is a creative project or a financial situation or any personal matter or even your relationships. So pay attention to where you feed energy. If you focus on the lack of something, that's what you're going to see more of. And if you can start to count your blessings and appreciate your reality, what's unfolding now holds a gift for you. And there's more potential in situations than you can currently see or imagine.
And it takes a special eye to see something of value. So think of a diamond in the rough. We've got to be able to see with those eyes and look at what we already have in our lives and cherish what is precious and nurture what is precious.
And move beyond surface appearances to seek depth and substance.
Because this is a partial solar eclipse. This is a chance to really let go of the past and historical patterns and ancient conditioning that prevents our progress.
While recognizing
what's truly valuable and what's truly precious.
What sustains you, what grounds you, what comforts you, and what has historically been a source of sustenance and support.
Especially the relationships that surround you. And with Venus conjunct Jupiter just hours after the eclipse, clear suggestion that we have more than enough of what we need to make more of what we need or draw in the love and the support and the tangible well-being that we desire and to build on it as well. This could also be a very romantic time.
And a time when we're forming lucrative partnerships, creative partnerships.
And a time when there can be deep healing in our relationships, in our closest relationships and closest bonds. Requires that we look at situations with the eyes of love and kindness and generosity of spirit rather than judging others or even judging our circumstances. There's real unconditional love in our life right now.
An infinite potential for tangible growth
in our relationships. As much as this is about giving to what we value and investing in the relationships that we value, this is also about learning to receive the love that's in our life and be open to it. With Taurus, it comes back to our self-worth. How we value ourselves is how we teach others to value us, and what determines the relationships we attract as well as the resources or the finances we attract.
So
dig deep and value yourself and value what you bring to the table. Then you won't waste your precious time, money, energy where it's not appreciated or valued back. And then it'll be easier to align with others who share your values and who truly value you for you and not just what you can give them in a material sense. When it comes to giving, it's important now that you don't invest more than you can afford to lose, whether this is love or money or whatever. And when you give, give freely or don't give at all. You're not obligated to anything or anyone. Significantly, this Venus-Jupiter conjunction also takes place close to Venus's exaltation degree, which means it's the degree in the sky where Venus is most at her highest ability to perform. And this eclipse is seeding the energy, not just for the next 2 weeks, but for 6 months and for the foreseeable future. So whatever it is that you are initiating now and the seeds that you do plant now, make sure this is in alignment with your heart and your values and your most intangible values and aligned with a soul mission. Then in giving, you will receive, and what you put out will come back to you. And if you give or invest with the expectations of what you will get back, then it's likely that you will be disappointed. So invest in what you value, in the relationships you value, in the situations that you value, and don't be afraid to follow your heart. Especially with Venus being the ruler of this eclipse. So everything's kind of exaggerated right now. Our emotions, the opportunities that are arising, and even the choices that are before us. Eclipses will close and open doors. And with this being a new moon and solar eclipse, we are entering a whole new cycle. And this is a chance to really get clear on what you value in your life and what you wish to create for yourself and the life you wish to create and the kind of world that you want to live in. Then as Mercury moves through Gemini and its entire shadow phase, we can negotiate and renegotiate arrangements so they work better for everyone and they offer us the support and stability and sense of security that we desire. And if we can be patient as information surfaces, then we can make informed choices in alignment with our values rather than judging situations or people too quickly based on just surface appearances or what something looks like. And to allow yourself to experience something, to test the waters slowly before we dive in headlong. And ask yourself if an experience is a nourishing experience, if it heals you and if it really replenishes you, or whether it's draining you, then it'll be easier to make choices moving ahead. Above all, with this eclipse, remember again, it's the universe. It's a time when we really align with the universe and with the universal will. So have faith, make the most of what you have. And where one door closes, trust there's another one opening. And this is the universe's way of getting you back on track, moving you towards your destiny. The more we can surrender and look for the opportunities in a situation and be grateful for what's unfolding, we can find doors open up almost magically, bringing us a taste of real love and fulfillment.
Then on the 1st of May and the 2nd of May, the moon continues to move through Taurus. So be patient and pay attention to the insights that are arising. Of course, pay attention to where you have Taurus in your chart, because this is where this energy is all playing out. On the 1st of May, Venus sextiles Pluto, and the moon will be square Saturn and then sextile Neptune. As Venus sextiles Pluto, and then Jupiter will sextile Pluto later in the week, but this is an opening sextile, so it's a chance to really, we're materializing our dreams, but for that we also have to let go of the past, and especially past failures and disappointments, and dare to dream again, dream a new dream. And there's something golden and magical resurrecting from the ashes of the past now. It's a matter of us being able to recognize what's valuable in situations and to pour our energy into it and to dare to follow our hearts again. With the Taurus moon making a square to Saturn and then sextile Neptune, again, there's a sense of we're turning a corner, and emotionally this may not feel easy initially, but it's about finding inner resilience and your inner authority, values and integrity. Then there can be a readjustment or adjustment of boundaries and limits as we move ahead. And then with the moon sextile Neptune, the energy eases out and we're reaching for our dreams, manifesting our dreams, slowly bringing them to life. The moon continues to move through Taurus on the 2nd of May, and it sextiles Jupiter, trines Pluto, sextiles Venus. And these are very harmonious aspects, and the energy is very sensual, creative, healing, stabilizing, even romantic. Venus is now at the end of her transit in Pisces and about to enter Aries. So this is really a chance to soak in this energy and to recognize the pure potential of things and where we want to invest our energy. And also pay attention to the opportunities that are arising and be honest with yourself about how you feel and trust how you feel. Because later on the 2nd of May, the moon enters Gemini and will make a conjunction to Mercury, suggesting there could be important conversations that are arising and important choices that are arising now. And we're learning we have options. There's no wrong choice here, but what matters is that you make choices in alignment with your values rather than with expectations of how something will turn out. Stay in the present. Be honest with yourself. Listen to your heart. Pay attention to the insights coming through, and then you can make informed choices. This is an unfolding story. We will be revisiting these conversations and these situations at least two more times, with Mercury being retrograde and then direct again all the way through June. So be patient with the process above all, because there's a lot more here for you to learn, and you certainly don't have all the information yet. But at the same time, trust that you know what you need to know for now to move ahead. And on the 3rd of May, the moon will square Mars and sextile Chiron, and Jupiter sextiles Pluto. So this is a continuation of the aspects that began at the time of the new moon. And now Jupiter is also at the end of Pisces and preparing to leave Pisces to enter Aries next week. And then Jupiter will be in Aries until about October this year. And then it'll return to Pisces again. So what's unfolding now, we will be revisiting these situations again around mid to late October and early November, by the time of the next Taurus Scorpio eclipses. So there's a lot that's shifting and shuffling, and there are new doors opening and new opportunities arising. Jupiter is the planet of abundance, good fortune, benevolence. But Jupiter also magnifies things. So if there are things that are unfolding now that you're not happy about, again, there is time to reshape situations and consider this a chance to really explore what's unfolding and explore the opportunities that are unfolding, and allow yourself to experience something, and then ask yourself if you're enjoying an experience or not. And if you're not enjoying an experience, by all means, you needn't go any further. But trust whatever's unfolding now, this is all for your growth. Pisces is a sign of cosmic consciousness. It's a very deeply spiritual sign, but it represents all that is. So with Jupiter's presence in Pisces, and all the planets in Pisces at the moment, there's been a magnification of the good, bad, ugly, and everything. And this could be, on some level, just exhausting trying to process all these emotions. But this new moon in Taurus, and moving forward, we're finding a way to filter out what's unnecessary and to let go of what's unnecessary as we reach for our dreams. And we are growing in wisdom, and it's our experiences that are ultimately guiding us. So have faith in what's unfolding, and have more faith in yourself above all and what you have to offer. Then you can make choices that expand your world and invite in more of the abundance and the love and the support that you desire and that you're truly worth. Then on the 4th of May, the moon trines Saturn and will square Neptune, and Mars makes a sextile to Uranus, and the moon will continue in Gemini, will square Jupiter before it enters Cancer. So with the moon again making aspects in Gemini, it's important that you're staying grounded in your values, or it could be easy to feel scattered, because Mars in Pisces is also making a sextile to Uranus. So there's just a lot going on. This is like a flurry of energy. And then there could be unexpected developments unfolding now, unexpected openings and breakthroughs. And we're seeing new ways forward. But Mars is a planet that separates. So in Pisces, it's also important that we're letting go of our fantasies and cutting through the illusion to get to what's real. This is very creative energy, as well as sensual energy, even sexual energy. But it is pushing our boundaries. Acknowledge your desires, then you'll know when it's time to act. Once the moon enters Cancer later on the 4th of May, and then it'll continue to move to Cancer on the 5th of May. But Cancer, this is very emotional energy. Cancer is a sign that rules our family, our sense of security, nourishment, food, the mother and the child, our home, and our ability to feel safe even. So with the moon moving through Cancer late on the 4th and then on the 5th of May, square Venus and square Chiron, there's a lot of emotions that are swirling within us and churning within us. Just try to release them consciously and stay as present as possible and acknowledge how you're feeling. Because also on the 5th of May, the sun will conjunct Uranus, suggesting there are unpredictable developments taking place, perhaps breakthroughs. And this is unexpected. So if you can think it, it's probably not that. So this is something that you haven't really imagined. But
whatever unfolds, again, acknowledge how you're feeling and then trust that what's unfolding is part of the plan. And even if something seems to fall away, you don't need to cling to anything, because with Uranus, the more we cling, especially to our expectations or of how things should be, the more there's a chance that we'll be shocked when things don't go our way. So let go of expectations as far as possible, and then it'll be easier to navigate this territory and even reach that sense of a breakthrough and feel a sense of liberation in an area where you've previously felt stuck or weighed down. So as you can see, it's a major week, and I couldn't overstate the point that we are in eclipse season. There are major aspects developing this week, as you can see if you've stuck around this long. And I'm actually going to do a quick run through of where this eclipse is taking place for the 12 signs, and then we can wrap it up and I'll be back with you again next week. But so do listen for your sign and your rising sign, and then apply what I've said to matters of that house. So for Aries, this eclipse takes place in your second house, which rules your money, your income, your finances, as well as your values, your core values and self-worth and how you value yourself. And it also rules the part of your chart that represents your closest commitments. So dig deep for your values and invest your energy in alignment with your values. Taurus, this eclipse takes place in your sign, which means this is a very personal time of transformation for you and a very personal new start. And of course, this is your birthday season, so a very happy birthday. But really, this is a chance for you to reinvent yourself and break through any false facades. Step out of your comfort zone to be wholly yourself and to accept yourself. With that self-acceptance, you can flourish. Gemini, this eclipse takes place in your 12th house, which relates with your subconscious, your dreams, your spirituality, even pleasures of the bed, so your more intimate relationships. But it's also the part of your chart that speaks of your self-undoing, so your unconscious patterns. Go inward and really dig deep and become conscious of the patterns that keep you stuck and hold you back. And to deepen your spiritual practice and to deepen intimacy in your connections. And most importantly, to deepen intimacy with yourself. At the end of the month, the sun will enter Gemini, and right now, this is a chance for you to really recharge and reconnect with your innermost self, and then you can step out into the light once it's Gemini season with greater awareness of who you truly are and a soul truth. Cancer, this eclipse takes place in your 11th house, and this is a new beginning and a new cycle. And this is the area of your life that represents your friendships, your community, your social circle, as well as your sense of freedom and the house of your hopes, wishes, and dreams, specifically the fulfillment of your wishes. So these are the themes that are being highlighted, and over the coming days and weeks, you are planting seeds for essentially materializing a dream. And if there are any friendships in your life that need mending, dig deep and ask yourself what you value in your connections. And then to let go of the superficial things that stand in the way of you deepening bonds and connections that truly value you and can help you materialize a dream or a vision. Loyalty really is the key here.
Leo and Leo rising.
This eclipse takes place in your 10th house, which represents or speaks of your public image, your profession, your career, as well as your sense of authority. This is also deals with your relationship with your mother. So pay attention to all of these themes surfacing in your life, because this is a new beginning and you're reaching a real breakthrough, allowing you to redefine or perhaps define what success really means to you. So it's a chance to really get aligned with your goals and let go of superficial ideas of success in the eyes of the world and dig deep for what success really means to you. Virgo, this eclipse takes place in your 9th house, and this is the area of your chart that represents your higher mind, higher education, foreign lands, foreign countries, cultures, long distance travel, everything beyond your known boundaries. And you're being drawn beyond your comfort zone now to explore new territory. There's a need. The ninth house also deals with philosophy and psychology and even astrology. And there's a need now for perspective above all. And be philosophical about what's unfolding in your life. Because you're being drawn to explore new horizons. And the more you can focus on the big picture, you can be guided. And you certainly have support and companions and real love in your life and support in your life as you make this journey. So you're certainly not making this journey alone. And every great journey begins with a single step. So have more faith in yourself. Libra and Libra rising. This eclipse takes place in your 8th house. And your 8th house represents the part of your chart which deals with matters of death, taxes, inheritances, bloodlines. It's where energy merges on the deepest level. So this is in terms of business, other people's money, marriage, and intimacy, and sex for procreation. Sex for recreation is more a 5th house kind of sex. Sex for procreation is 8th house. And then at its core, the 8th house really speaks of an ego death. With the new moon in Taurus, an eclipse in Taurus in your 8th house, there's a powerful resurrection underway. And the less you cling to anything or anyone, you can trust what's real will stay and will remain. And anything that's leaving your life right now is really opening up the space for something real to come in and for you to be able to invite in the real connections and abundance and support that, and material and emotional support that you really desire. And at its absolute core, this is about understanding that everything material is transient. So it may feel like an ego death, but move slowly and there can be a powerful healing and resurrection where it feels like you've touched absolute rock bottom. Scorpio, for you, this eclipse is a new moon in your 7th house of relationships and partnerships. So this is a new cycle for your partnerships and all your one-to-one connections, allowing you to connect with others on a very equal level. This is a chance to really dig deep for what you value in your connections with, in your relationships, and what you value in relationships, to move beyond the surface of what a relationship should look like and where the love in our life needs to come from. There is a lot of very real love in your world and very real support, and your creativity is being recognized by people. So even besides love on a creative level as well and financial level as well, this is a chance to deepen partnerships and perhaps make new connections even. But be clear on your desires rather than be in a rush to jump into something. Then trust the relationships that are right for you will gravitate to you, and you needn't hold on to anyone or anything. So pay attention to who's present in your life and be open to share and receive the love that you feel. Sagittarius, this eclipse takes place in your 6th house, which is part of your chart that speaks of your daily routines, your health habits, the people you come into contact with daily, your colleagues, and even the people who work for you, subordinates, as well as it's the house of small animals and pets. So pay attention to these themes in your life. Life is changing on a core level. Your routines are changing. Let go of any habits or clutter on a physical level that prevents your progress. And to really clean house and get reorganized, simplify your life. And ask yourself what brings your life a sense of reward and fulfillment on a daily basis rather than at some imaginary point in the future. Do you enjoy your work? Do you love your life? If not, what can you do to invite in more joy? And when you're willing to invite in joy, you can be sure that you're inviting in abundance as well, material and emotional. Because the truth is, none of us know how long we have here. This could be our last day on earth. And how would you want to spend it? So this is a chance to really live life more deeply every day and every moment, and to savor life's pleasures. Capricorn, this new moon takes place and solar eclipse takes place in your 5th house. And the 5th house deals with romance, true love, fun, sense of youthfulness, your heart, creativity, your sexuality, even children and your creative projects, in case I haven't said that already. So
This is a new cycle, and there's something sweet blossoming within your heart. Explore your creativity, sexuality, and be honest with yourself about your desires. You can materialize a vision or an idea that you have right now, and you could be having conversations right now that, or there could be opportunities arising, presenting you with huge choices. Anything is possible, really. The limit is your imagination. But recognize that it will take some time to materialize what you're envisioning. And also, something might feel risky, but if there's a conversation that you need to have, follow your heart above all. Then you can make wise choices that really help you manifest your heart's desires and create a life that truly brings you a sense of happiness and fulfillment. And ultimately, happiness is something that comes from within, because everything material is transient. So anything that we want in this world, we want because we think it'll make us happy, whether it's a relationship or money or whatever. But everything changes. So as long as our happiness is based on external things, it is fleeting and on shaky ground. So try now to dig deep within your own heart and find your inner sense of contentment and well-being. And then trust that whatever else you desire will gravitate to you. And something within you really is blossoming right now. So enjoy this energy and reconnect with your inner child. It's wiser than you think. For Aquarius and Aquarius rising, this eclipse takes place in your fourth house, which rules your home, family, childhood, your sense of security, your physical house, as well as your sense of belonging. It also represents your father and your relationship with your father and the foundations of your life on an emotional level as well as a physical level. This is about your inner world. So in this moment, it may feel, depending on where you're listening, when you're listening to this forecast, wherever you feel like you've touched rock bottom in your life, it's a chance to really dig deeper now. Because there is something precious. This is a new beginning, and this is a chance to really leave the past behind. The fourth house also deals with the past. It's a chance to leave the past behind and to begin a new cycle on solid foundations of your values. So ask yourself what your childhood was like. What were the family values that were handed down to you? And what are your values? And then let go of the superficial conditioning that you've outgrown. This is a chance for you to really feel safe and comfortable in your own skin. So your roots can go deep. Then the tree of your life can truly blossom and bear fruit, not just for you and your family, but for a greater world and all that you care about. And this is a cycle that sees you growing in that sense of security, materially as well as emotionally. But it's all about what you value and you investing in what you value, and your sense of security and foundations you want to build your life on, and the people that truly love and support you. This is not about the past, but it's about you investing your future. And finally, Pisces and Pisces rising. This eclipse takes place in your third house, and the third house deals with your mind, communication, information, transportation, even short distance travel, your relationship with your siblings. So these are the areas, the themes that are being highlighted and areas of your life being highlighted now. And it's important that you're keeping an open mind and letting go of stuck beliefs and opinions about how you think things are or how you think things should be. Then you can be open to discovering valuable information and seeing situations in a new light, showing you what's precious in a situation. And it's true, you have important choices to make that will shape the course of your foreseeable future. So being absolutely honest with yourself above all, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of you. What's important is that you're being true to yourself. Then you can trust that the choices you make will ultimately work for the benefit of not only you, but everyone and everything that you care about, and will be in alignment with an inner truth, because your choices are shaping your reality. And this is a chance to really have your external world be a reflection of your inner world. So with that, that kind of does a quick cover of the 12 signs, and I hope that's useful for you. This forecast has gone on a bit long, but these are the eclipses, and this is a very powerful time to really plant seeds for the kind of life that truly brings us a sense of emotional and material
well-being and happiness. I wish you a very gentle and fruitful eclipse. Be patient, move slowly, take care of yourself. And of course, if you're looking for a personal astrology reading, do contact me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com. I would love to work with you and help you make the most of this very powerful energy, helping us materialize the life we've always dreamt of. And make no mistake, you have everything you need to materialize a life that can truly be a reflection of your inner spirit. So, with that said, I will stop here for now, but thank you as always for listening, and I will catch you on the other side. This is Priya signing off from Mumbai. Namaste.